Friends, I want to tell you a true story about climate change. Back in the 90s, after the fall of communism, two oceanographers from Columbia University got the chance of a lifetime to join Russian colleagues to map the floor of the Black Sea between Russia and Turkey. When they got in the middle and turned on their sonar, they were stunned to see ruins, ruins of human cities under 6,600 feet of water, cities that were built 7,700 years ago when there was no Black Sea. A few thousand years before that, an ice age had ended. Glaciers that covered the continent were melting. As they melted, sea level rose. The Mediterranean crept closer to the valley where the ruins are and finally broke in. When it did, scientists say that the torrent of water had the force of 20 Niagaras. That's 900 million gallons a minute. In the cities in the valley, the water level rose at the rate of 1 foot every hour. There was no escape. Every one of the thousands of men, women, and children in the valley drowned. Melting glaciers, global warming, climate change. These poor lake people learned a terrible lesson. The basics of climate change are very clear. The Earth is still warming today. That's fact number one. But now we humans are adding billions of tons of gases that speed up and worsen the warming process. 200 years ago, we didn't have cars or electric power plants with smoke and exhaust. Now we do, and we're making the planet hotter. That's fact number two. So the climate change problem may seem complicated, but it's not. It's just about those two simple facts. I'm Michael Curley.